From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Countries' representatives reveal views on pandemic to endemic. Epidemiologist says Indonesian government policies related to pandemic in the last 2 years on track. Now, the news in detail. RRI Voice of Indonesia held the 41st Diplomatic Forum with the theme From Pandemic to Endemic, How the World Learns to Live Side by Side with COVID-19 in Jakarta on Tuesday. The theme is intended to answer questions regarding the readiness of countries, including Indonesia, to change the status of pandemic to endemic and elaborate the impact of this status change on the economic development of countries in the world. The Indian ambassador to Indonesia, Manoj Kumar Bharti, who was present during the event, said the world must be able to live side by side with COVID-19, but still be aware of this deadly virus.
So my suggestion would be that we live with this pandemic now, now that 70% of the population is inoculated, vaccinated, as long as we take normal precaution of our social engagement. We should treat this pandemic now as another variation of flu. So let us live our life in a normal way, being careful and remaining conscious to the fact that this virus is around us.
On the same occasion, Director of Tourism Promotion, Embassy of Malaysia to Indonesia, Juno Suhud, said the world had suffered enough from the COVID-19 virus outbreak. Therefore, according to him, every country must continue to strive optimally to tackle the spread of COVID-19 so that the endemic status will be maintained.
Every one of us is very excited to be in the endemic phase, yeah? But in our eagerness to revitalize our economy, to make the livelihood more meaningful, so we, I think, must adhere to all the SOPs given by the government. We must put things in balance so that the endemic stays endemic.
Yes.
We don't want any more outbreak. Yeah, we suffered a lot already, yeah? And be mindful of all the SOPs given by the government.
In the meantime, the Indonesian government has not announced the transition from pandemic to an endemic yet. Even President Joko Widodo views that this transition must be carried out carefully through various stages. Next, we have the Indonesian government's policies in handling the COVID-19 pandemic over the past 2 years, especially in terms of data management and risk communication strategies from the center to the regions, are considered to have been synergized better than the beginning of the pandemic. Epidemiologist at the Griffith University Australia, Diki Budiman, after becoming a speaker at the Diplomatic Forum RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday, said Indonesia is an archipelagic country that needs a different approach compared to other countries, so that making the central government control the handling of the pandemic is the right decision. Diki Budiman sees this experience as the basic capital for Indonesia in dealing with similar threats, including the issue of acute hepatitis that is currently spreading in Indonesia. Indonesia can also be an example for other countries that have similar character.
It
is the right and suitable pattern that I'm currently exploring to be used as the basic capital to respond to the following threats, including to become examples for other countries which have the same characters as Indonesia. Of course, there are bad experiences and good ones, but whatever the experience, it must be a lesson, including in risk communication strategies. At the beginning, we were bad, I clearly conveyed, even very bad. But now it's much better, although of course it can't be called ideal, but at least approaching this third year, we have got a lot of progress that is improving. Regarding the issue of acute hepatitis, according to Diki Budiman, the researchers speculate that it is still the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. However, according to him, the public does not need to panic because according to the pattern of spread, hepatitis does not attack humans who already have immunity. Therefore, from a number of cases found in Indonesia, acute hepatitis attacks children who have not received vaccination. However, according to Diki, the issue of acute hepatitis should not be underestimated, and the public is advised to continue to implement a clean and healthy lifestyle so that its spread can be prevented as early as possible. The last national news comes from Economic Observer at the Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, or INDEF, Tauhid Ahmad, at the 41st Diplomatic Forum event held by RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday, said the outbreak of the COVID-19 virus in Indonesia made the Indonesian government focus on handling the health sector. In fact, according to Tauhid, the economic sector must also be a priority for handling so that development can continue.
2 years, our experience, the priority is still health sector, but it has to balance with the priority program with the economic sector also. I think the key is we have to survive in this moment is how to still support with the economic program until gradually until the pandemic to endemic end.
In addition, Tauhid Ahmad also explained the Indonesian government must continue to be able to provide solutions in handling COVID-19. According to him, it is not only the economic and health sectors that must be handled hand in hand, but other sectors must also be a concern of the government. Now we move to the international news. The World Health Organization said on Tuesday that 348 probable cases of hepatitis of unknown origin had been identified, as studies into the potential role of adenovirus and COVID-19 infection gather pace. The World Health Organization said the leading hypothesis remain those involving adenovirus. Cases have been reported in 20 countries, with 70 additional cases from a further 13 countries which are pending classification as tests await completion. Next, we have South Korea's new president, Yoon Suk-yeol, said on Wednesday the security situation on the Korean Peninsula was difficult, citing talk of a possible nuclear test by the North. Yoon made the comment during a meeting with secretaries, urging officials to stay alert to better respond in such situation, according to a poll report from the South Korean presidential office. We continue with Malaysia, which is seeking to take advantage of the global shortfall in palm oil supplies following an export ban of the product by Indonesia, a Malaysian minister said on Tuesday. Plantation Industries and Commodities Minister Zuraida Kamarudin said the country is confident that it will be able to fill the gap in global palm oil supply and urge all parties in the sector to coordinate their effort to make use of the opportunity presented. The last news comes from New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said on Wednesday the country will fully reopen its international borders from 11:59 p.m. on July 31st, with cruise ships also welcome back to local ports on the same day. The end July opening of the border is 2 months earlier than the government's previous time frame and will mean visitors who need visas will now be able to come to New Zealand. Next, we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled Indonesian Embassy is Committed to Promoting Indonesian Products in the United States.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlight, Indonesian Embassy is committed to promoting Indonesian's product in the U.S. The Indonesian Embassy in the United States is committed to promoting Indonesian product in the country. The commitment was conveyed by Indonesian Ambassador to the U.S. Rosan Perkasa Ruslani when receiving a visit from Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno in Washington, D.C. In his social network on Friday, Ambassador Rosan Perkasa explained that his side agreed to collaborate and cooperate to promote Indonesian products to the United States in order to achieve a golden Indonesia by 2045. In a conversation with Minister Sandiaga Uno, Ambassador Rosan further pointed out that the Indonesian Embassy always provides guidance and partnership with the Indonesian diasporas in the United States. According to the Ambassador Rosan, the Indonesian diasporas are the nation ambassadors aboard whose role is to promote a positive image of Indonesia as pluralistic, democratic country and rich in culture. Moreover, Ambassador Ruslan also explained that the Indonesian diasporas in United States are expected to positively contribute to the development of the Indonesian nation directly and indirectly. He also reminded that the growing digital space indicates a chance in increasingly modern area. This gives great opportunity and convenience for the Indonesian diasporas in the United States to access this progress and explore it well. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends today's news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. To the world. This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on May 11, 1914, the birthday of the great Indonesian composer Ismail Marzuki. Ismail Marzuki was born in Kuitang, Senen Subdistrict, Central Jakarta on May 11, 1914. He made his debut in music at the age of 17 when he composed the song O Sarinah for the first time in 1931, whose lyrics were written in Dutch. Ismail Marzuki's most popular song is Rayuan Pulau Kelapa, which was used as the ending song for the broadcast by the TVRI public TV station. Ismail Marzuki died at the age of 44 on May 25, 1958 in Jakarta. He was awarded the honor in 1968 with the opening of the Taman Ismail Marzuki Art and Cultural Center in Jakarta. In 2004, he was awarded the title of the Indonesian National Hero. Moving on to the event on May 11, 1998, when India tested nuclear weapons. On May 11 to 13, 1998, India conducted a series of nuclear weapon tests, which were named Pokhran II. The move angered Pakistan. The reason was that the test took place in Pokhran, a desert region which is only 150 km from the India and Pakistan border. The international community was also concerned that the nuclear bomb test could provoke further tensions between India and Pakistan, which are also capable of producing nuclear weapons. However, the then Prime Minister of India, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, confirmed the test was safe and successful and released radioactive material into the atmosphere. We end today in history with an event on May 11, 2016 about bomb attack in Iraq. A series of bomb attacks took place on May 11, 2016 in Iraq. The first attack, a truck bomb, exploded in a busy open market in the eastern city of Sadr, killing mostly women and children. On the same day, suicide attacks took place in the Shia neighborhood of Qadimiyah, in the Jamea district of western Baghdad, and on Al-Rabi Street in western Baghdad. The total number of victims was 110 people killed and 165 people injured. ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Mengajarkanku apa artinya kenyamanan.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian gross domestic products, or GDP, grew by 3.69% year-on-year in 2021, following the gradual revocation of social restrictions and the highest export record supported by commodity price increase. That was reported by Bisnis.com on Monday. This marked a strong growth after a negative 2.02% growth in 2020, but the number was still under the 5% yearly pre-pandemic GDP growth trend. A more positive sentiment and increase in business activity were also supported by the government's effort to increase the vaccination program, which had a significant impact on daily case decrease in the last quarters. According to a survey by Grant Thornton, quoted by Business.com on Sunday, the businessmen in Indonesia were very optimistic. Some 87% of the business owners expected their revenue to grow in the next 12 months. This optimism was also reflected in the property sector with many project launchings. Director of Research and Consultancy Savills Indonesia, Anton Sitorus, said the current market dynamics also attracted some foreign developers to collaborate with local developers, not only in the housing sector, but also in the commercial and industry or logistics sectors. Sitorus added tenant relocation and a strong expansion between e-commerce and technology companies supported the warehouse demand last year. This was predicted to keep absorbing empty rooms and supply chain for the next 1 or 2 years. Meanwhile, in the retail sector, the restriction relief had encouraged people to visit malls again, which helped the activity growth. Sitorus hoped there will be more activities in all submarkets supported by the strong Indonesian economic prospects and a positive business prospect. He hoped for more foreign developer investment and investors in the property market, mainly in the logistic and industry sectors. However, the global uncertainty plus the rising commodity price and higher tax stayed a challenge. Therefore, Anton Sitorus asked the Indonesian government to keep focusing on strengthening the domestic economy that will be a key factor in attracting global investors.
Tak pernah ku menyesal, ku hanya terus berharap. Mungkin ini hanya cobaan di dalam hidup, dan aku terus berseru menahan air mata, menunggu keajaiban. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau sejak kau ada di dunia. Aku tak menyangka, yeah, tapi aku percaya. Dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semua nyata. Kulihat keajaiban. Oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga. Kau jatuh dari surga. Kau malaikat yang tak bersayap. Jatuh dari surga.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, Indonesian Wonder for today will invite you to visit Mount Sibayak. Eco-friendly tourism is currently a trend among travelers, and it needs to get support due to a large impact to support the creation of a sustainable environment. Amid the new normal like today, if you want to relieve vertigo, just travel to Indonesia, where it still follows health protocols. Camping is an option for those of you who like adventure. Mount Sibayak in North Sumatra with extraordinary charm can be your next tourism destination. Being famous for its steamy sulfur smog and golden sunrises, Mount Sibayak, a volcano in North Sumatra, is an ideal place for trekking. If you like adventure, you can start the journey from two points, namely from the northwest of Brastagi or from the foot of Mount Sibayak. From there, you can explore the panorama of the waterfall. Then, you can take a trip to the exotic forest. Arriving at the top of Mount Sibayak, you can see clouds and sulfur smoke which come out of the volcanic fan. If the weather is sunny, you can also see the view of Mount Sinabung from a distance. Make sure you pack ecotourism essentials which are needed, such as reusable water bottles, tableware, food, drinks, and warm clothes. To avoid getting lost, especially due to sudden changes in the weather, you should use the services of a tour guide. From rich culture, stunning mountain views, to delicious cuisine, North Sumatra has them all and deserve to be named as one of the ideal ecotourism destinations. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Siksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku?
Ternyata sesungguhnya
terjadi kepadaku.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between The Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about using transportation, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Saya akan ke Hotel Tamrin. Saya akan ke Hotel Tamrin, which means I'm going to Tamrin Hotel. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a taxi counter officer. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kemana, Pak?
Saya akan ke Hotel Tamrin.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya akan, which means I will or I'm going to. Ke Hotel Tamrin, which means to Tamrin Hotel. Saya akan ke Hotel Tamrin. Saya akan ke Hotel Tamrin, which means I'm going to Tamrin Hotel. In the conversation, you hear the sentence Saya akan ke Hotel Tamrin. Saya akan ke Hotel Tamrin, which means I'm going to Tamrin Hotel. In the sentence, there is an expression Ke Hotel Tamrin. Ke Hotel Tamrin, which means to Tamrin Hotel. To state a destination, you can use the word ke, which means to, followed by a name of place. For example, ke Hotel Tamrin, which means to Tamrin Hotel. Besides hotel, the destination can be a city, country, or other places. Let's listen to the other examples to state a destination. Anda akan kemana setelah dari Jakarta? Anda akan kemana setelah dari Jakarta? Which means, where are you going after Jakarta? Saya akan ke Yogyakarta. Saya akan ke Yogyakarta. Which means, I'm going to Yogyakarta. To state a destination, you can say ke sana, which means there, or ke sini, which means here, for unspecific place. For example, Saya akan ke sana. Saya akan ke sana, which means I'm going there. Or saya akan ke sini. Saya akan ke sini, which means I'm going here. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kemana, Pak?
Saya akan ke Hotel Tamrin.
That was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Mencintai aku begitu.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kilohertz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a regional pop song from South Sumatra entitled Melati Karangan. The song Melati Karangan tells about the fascination of Palembang women in South Sumatra. The lyrics mention the characteristics of women from Palembang, such as having long hair and beautiful faces. Moreover, Palembang women are also polite. Lenggak and Subang become the characteristics of Palembang women. Meanwhile, the typical woman of Palembang is wearing scarves. Well, listener, here is the song Melati Karangan by Melachi.
Love dan sopan. Voice of Indonesia.
We end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.